Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. World Environment Day observed today. Naglan marks day with calls for conservation efforts. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav stresses on sustainable development. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang emphasizes community's role in protecting biodiversity. And Mohokchung District steps up drive against substance abuse. Now the news in detail. World Environment Day was celebrated across the globe today. The day is observed to raise global awareness to take positive environmental action to protect nature and the planet Earth. The 2026 theme is Inspired by Nature for Climate for Our Future. Extending best wishes on World Environment Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said initiatives like Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam have made significant contributions towards adding nearly 1.1 lakh hectares of forest every year. In a series of posts on social media, Mr. Modi remarked that this day serves to reaffirm the commitment to protecting the environment and furthering sustainable growth. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupender Yadav, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, today inaugurated 18 Namo Oxygen Parks in New Delhi on the occasion of World Environment Day. The Union Minister also launched a series of environmental initiatives under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. Meanwhile, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, planted a sapling under the campaign at the premises of Akashvani in New Delhi. Dr. Murugan appealed to the citizens to take a pledge to protect the environment.
Our Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji called the nation to Maa Ka Naam Ek Ped Lagane Ke Liye. Importance of the environment, we have to save the water and we have to plant that.
On World Environment Day, Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav called for collective efforts towards a clean environment, green development and a secure future. He urged citizens to fulfill their responsibilities in nature conservation, water resource enhancement, tree plantation and maintaining ecological balance. Chief Minister Nipuria also reaffirmed the shared responsibility of protecting ecosystems that sustain life and livelihoods. Mr. Ryu emphasized that conserving natural resources and biodiversity is essential for building a sustainable and resilient future for generations to come. Nagaland today joined the global observance of the World Environment Day with various events held across the state. At a special program organized by the Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change at the Kohima Peace Memorial and Eco Park, Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, C.L. John, called for mass tree plantation and young citizens to take the lead in protecting the environment and combating climate change. He said, environmental conservation is a shared responsibility that goes beyond education, profession and religion. The minister stressed that development and prosperity would have little meaning without safeguarding the environment and climate. Expressing concern over rising incidents of forest fires and indiscriminate hunting, Mr. John called for stronger efforts to protect forest and wildlife. He also highlighted the impact of rapid urbanization, plastic pollution and poor civic habits on the environment and reiterated the state government's commitment to reducing plastic use.
Number one, to jungle jala sarib lage, forest fire to sarib dibo lage. Number two, cigar burn kurbo lage. Number three, to plastic use korakhan, talab cigar ha phela khan, polythene or mineral water bottle khushi khushi phela, to use korar sarib lage. Eto kore lehe amar environment to bhal hobo, climate bhal hobo. Eto duta bhal hole amar dikha pora dhaka bhi aram se jabo.
On the occasion, the minister released the new logo of the Nagaland State Biodiversity Board. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang has said conservation is not limited to protecting forests and wildlife, but also involves securing sustainable livelihoods and opportunities for future generations. He was speaking at the World Environment Day observance at Besum Puikam village in Peren district, organized jointly by the Naglan Zeliang People Organization, Ntangki National Park, Peren Forest Division, and the Mount Pauna Biodiversity Conservation Forum. He called on village councils and youth organizations to take strong action against illegal logging, hunting and fishing practices, emphasizing that community-led conservation remains one of the most effective ways to protect biodiversity. Highlighting the economic potential of Ntangki National Park, the state's only national park, Mr. Zeliang said improved conservation measures and better road connectivity could transform the park into a major ecotourism destination, generating jobs and entrepreneurship opportunities for local communities. Various government departments, educational institutions and community organizations across Naglan marked World Environment Day today with mass tree plantation and cleanliness drives aimed at protecting environmental conservation and climate action. In Chimakadima District, Forest Range Office, in collaboration with Patkai Christian College, organized a plantation drive. Forest Ranger Kikavi Chopi highlighted the importance of learning from nature and working closely with it to address climate change.
Nature holds the blueprint for recovery. It teaches us how to live, taking only what we need. Nature lives only to give us. So it's time that we learn something from nature and make nature our strongest partner in fighting climate change.
More than 100 students, faculty members and forest personnel participated in Waka Renchen Women Welfare Society, along with the Waka Town Council and Lotha Youth Hohu, planted ornamental and shade trees at public spaces, educational institutions and government offices across the district. Noklak also observed the day with tree plantation organized by the district administration, Noklak Town Council and the district hub for empowerment of women. Officials emphasized the need for proper care and maintenance of planted saplings. World Environment Day was also observed at the Naglan Civil Secretariat in Kohima, where Home Commissioner Abhijit Sinha urged citizens, particularly the youth, to adopt eco-friendly practices. Meanwhile, at the Municipal Affairs Department, government departments exchanged e-waste for waste segregation bins, while public traded recyclable plastic waste for reusable shopping bags. The day was also marked in Semenyu.
Semenyu Lodge Student Union organized World Environment Day at Semenyu Village in collaboration with Kanuna Foundation. Semenyu Village is also known as a biodiversity village, spearheading and leading the work on community biodiversity conservation. The various activities under the event happened at Semenyu, with drawing competition of art and slogans on signages by the students, installation of dustbin and plantation of plants and trees at various locations in the village.
Saplings were also distributed at various locations to encourage greater public participation in environmental protection and conservation efforts. And in a major step towards combating substance abuse, Mohokchan District Administration has approved the District Action Plan for the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan Campaign 2026. The action plan focuses on four key areas, namely curbing the supply of illicit drugs, reducing demand through assessment and intervention, strengthening awareness and outreach programs, and enhancing monitoring and documentation to track progress. District officials and civil society organizations will work in coordination to promote a healthier, drug-free community across the district. Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. World Environment Day observed today. Naglan marks day with calls for conservation efforts. Governor Nanda Kishore Yadav stresses on sustainable development. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang emphasizes communities' role in protecting biodiversity. And Mohokchan District steps up drive against substance abuse. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.